Wi-Fi signal on highways, statewide 5G cell phone service, and, quote, smart cities friendly to automated vehicles, all that and more could be the future of Florida's economy. At least that's according to those advising DeSantis on the subject.
And I think we need to get to a point where we're looking at smart infrastructure in the state of Florida.
Ananth Prasad is former secretary of Florida's Department of Transportation and president-designate of the Florida Transportation Builders Association. He describes smart infrastructure as a system where automated cars can communicate with the infrastructure around them, as well as other self-driving vehicles. To Prasad, the technology represents an opportunity to increase safety.
If you think about the fatalities on the state roads in the state of Florida, you can eliminate 80% of those fatalities are because of driver error.
Joe York is president of AT&T Florida. He explained a bit about what 5G wireless service is and how it will make commerce move.
It is significantly faster. You're talking about speeds that are similar to what you would get from a fiber-based product, potentially as fast as gigabit speeds wirelessly.
York says 5G will be expanding through the state starting in the coming year. He adds achieving a true smart state will depend largely on how much his industry is involved.
Florida is going to be a 5G state, that we're going to have ubiquitous coverage, that we're going to be a smart state. All those things have to come within encouraging the investor, i.e. the wireless companies and the cable companies, to continue investing their dollars. They know that they're going to be able to get a return on that.
And the hunger for omnipresent internet connection extends to the state's highways. Current Department of Transportation head Mike Dew says drivers could have Wi-Fi every time they hit the road.
We know that whether you're a visitor or a native Floridian, that you get your information through cellular, through wireless, it's critical. And we work with our partners in that space every single day, and we have to continue to do so. It's going to be absolutely critical in the future.
Not everything discussed by the economic transition team centered on futuristic technology. The group has interest in strengthening Florida's ports, something championed by outgoing Governor Rick Scott. Dew says when working in government, not every investment pays off, but he insists investing in ports is a sure thing.
The investments in airports, seaports, rail, roads, bridges, it's undeniable.
Eric Green, CEO of the Jacksonville Port Authority, backed that up in relation to seaports using some data.
No, the Florida ports have generated approximately about 13% of the state GDP and support 900,000 jobs, which generate about $4.3 billion in tax revenue.
Green says Florida's seaports have an edge against their domestic competitors.
Florida is the only state in the country with seaports on two vital U.S. water shipping lines at the Atlantic and Gulf.
Governor-elect Ron DeSantis also this week tapped a new leader for the State Department of Economic Opportunity, choosing current Visit Florida CEO Ken Lawson. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.